The Australian premiere production of a recent Broadway hit is making its way to Wollongong as part of Sydney World Pride 2023. We're talking about the hit musical Choir Boy. And if you missed it in Sydney, you don't have to travel far to catch it. Running over 4 days next week from Wednesday the 22nd to Saturday 25th of March at the Wollongong Town Hall. The show Choir Boy is set in an elite boys' school and focuses on the leader of the school choir, Faris Young, who's bullied for being gay by Bobby, the headmaster's nephew. This coming-of-age drama is deeply fused with African-American culture and legacy and blends the language of high school hallways with soulful sounds of gospel. It's co-directed by one Dino Dimitriadis and our next guest, Zinzi Akenyo. Hey, good morning, Zinzi. How are you today?
Good morning. Thanks for having me on the show.
Hey, thank you for coming back to 2SER. We need a staff pass for you. You spoke to Beth from Drive last year, always rocking in into the studio and always a very welcome presence.
Oh, thank you. It's always such a pleasure. Thanks.
Now, I honestly don't know where to start with you. Obviously, we should talk about Choir Boy. You're co-directing this one, but this is just coming off the back. You've recently co-directed another show called The Seven Methods of Killing Kylie Jenner, which you co-directed with Shari Sebbins. I'm assuming that was a successful run, even though, to the best of my knowledge, Kylie Jenner still walks amongst us.
She's still alive. She's still a billionaire, not self-made. it was such a great run. We were so fortunate. We had a very successful season, so we got to bring it back and also go to Brisbane and sort of Melbourne just recently at Malthouse Theatre. So, yeah, it's been really great jumping into directing recently.
Yes, and now Choir Boy. It seems like the perfect story and an almost organic topic for you to cover.
Yeah, it's actually an incredible story, and I think I feel like it's an extension of the playwright Terrell Alvin McCraney's. I think the things that he's interested in. So some people might know the film Moonlight that was nominated and won many Oscars a couple of years ago. Mm. The film deals with a similar thing, which is very specifically about blackness and masculinity and that tenderness and vulnerability, which, you know, even within masculinity outside of race, I think that that's still vulnerability and men exploring that is, I feel like, a new topic that's coming more into the media and into films and stories. But certainly adding that element of race is even more specific. And, you know, it's still really quite hard, I think, to be queer or homosexual in the African-American or African community. And so I think that this piece is just really, really special. And we see a beautiful expression of all of those things in our lead character, Faris. The play just is such a beautiful expression of all of those intersections.
And music, obviously, a big part of it. And all the songs are a cappella.
Yes, and I think that's the other element, is that although it's a musical and I think that people will come potentially expecting something else, when they come into the theatre you get a very unique experience that we don't see often, you know, unless I feel like if you've grown up in the church you might have had that experience of hearing these gospel songs, these spirituals, but certainly in a theatre hearing the voices a cappella, no accompaniment. The performers are just so skilled and so full of joy.
And it's a stellar cast as well.
It's an amazing cast, and I think it's really exciting because we had to search quite a bit, and the casting process was a bit extensive because a lot of these performers haven't had the opportunity to perform because we don't program a lot of these works, black works. So it's just an extra bonus, I think, when we make these works. It means that people are also gaining a huge community and meeting other like-minded people.
And shout-outs to the cast, Darren Hayes, Tony Sheldon, Robert Harrell, Zarif, Quentin Raphael Rich, Theo Williams, Abubi Kebe, Tawanda Mazenda. Too many to mention. I'm assuming there is a website where people can get the full cast list and also purchase their tickets?
Yes, I think probably right now the best place is to go, because we started out in National Theatre of Parramatta. I'm currently in Brisbane. We're going to be at QPAC. We're at Merrigong in Wollongong, and then we're at the Canberra Arts Centre in Canberra. So I think hit up those websites.
And you've had an absolutely packed Sydney World Pride, haven't you? You performed there at the Town Hall 11 scant days ago. How did that go?
It was so great, but the highlight for me was I was part of the ABC live broadcast for the Mardi Gras.
Yes.
And I'd never done a live cross before, and it was just total chaos and so fun. And, I'm really hoping I get to do it again next year.
Oh, I'm pretty sure you'll get another. How's stuff going there? Are you still working with Big Ted and Little Ted and other Teds?
Yes. Still got my mate. Still got my little mate.
Can you tell him Danny from 2SER Breakfast said what up?
I will. Jemima will be pleased to hear.
Yeah, I'm looking for a project for all of us. I was thinking like a grime mixtape. Just float that idea. If I can use you as sort of like the grime. Yeah. I mean, those dudes are live at the rave. So you,
they
I mean,
can party, for sure.
Yeah, if you can put in a good word for us, that would be just wonderful.
Yeah, don't worry.
Tickets to Choir Boy are available at merrygong.com.au, playing at the Wollongong Town Hall from Wednesday 22nd till Saturday 25th of March. Zinzia, can you thank you so much for joining us here on 2SER Breakfast.
Thank you so much for having me.